big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jumpin' and it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
I'm young and I'm in my prime. Listen to me, baby. I'm young and I'm in my prime. Come on up to my house. We'll have a real good time. Well, I'm young and I'm able. I swear that I know my stuff. Yes, I'm young and I'm able. I swear that I know my stuff. I'll boogie with you, baby, until you've had enough. Roll, 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 birdie baby. With you, baby, blow my top. Boogie with you, baby, till you holler that it's not. Yes, oh yes, I'm young. Feel so fine. I'm gonna make old chills run up and down your spine.
Surprised you with that one, didn't I? Not the usual up-tempo opening for the Big Beat Show. It is September 1st, 2016. My name is Lou Rollo, and you do have the Big Beat Show here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. We did open up with the Swallows on King Records from 1951, and that was called Roll, Roll, Pretty Baby. Remember back in 1960, about February 1960, remember what book you were reading? Yeah, me neither, but I remember that the Monotones were reading the Book of Love.
Everybody's doing it. Oh, what? Reading the Book of Love.
Everybody's doing it. Reading the Book of Love. For it's the new bestseller. Telling all about true love.
Well, everybody's doing it.
I really learned my
Everybody's doing it. Oh, what?
Reading the book of Mormon. Skipping the first two chapters. Return to chapter three. It says a love like ours cannot be shared. It was meant to be. Chapter four and five, all about some John telling all about romance. If you ever break up in chapter six, then you give me just one more chance.
Oh, everybody's doing it. Oh,
what? Reading the book of love.
Baby, 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 it's happening everywhere. They cuddle up and read this book. Then the love they share.
Well, everybody's doing it. Oh,
what? Reading the book of love. Skipping the first two chapters. It was meant to be. Chapter 4 and 5, all about some job, telling all about romance. If you ever break up in chapter 6, then you give it just one more chance.
Oh, everybody's doing it. Oh,
what? Reading the book of love.
Baby, 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 it's happening everywhere. They cut off the book and read this book. Then some love they share.
Well, everybody's doing it. Oh,
what?
Here. You're listening to the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick.
Darling, I need your love. Oh, darling, how I need your love. Two cherries under the stars above. Your love, I need your love. Darling, your sweet caress. That you give with such tenderness. You know I think that I am there just to have your love. Darling, you tips into all of my dreams. Every night Darling, you're sweet, that you give with such tenderness. You know I think that I am blessed just to have your love. Darling, you chips into all of my dreams every night. Darling, you my woman, so it's my life. See, my right. I'm begging you, I need you. Oh, darling, how I need you to share it under the stars above. Your love, I need your love. Darling, and you know I'm begging, I need your love. Darling, and I'm begging.
Good idea. At the top of the set, the Monotones out of Newark, New Jersey on Hull Records, February 1960 was a date of issue on that. And that was Reading the Book of Love. In the middle on Apt Records from 58, Clarence Samuels and an uncredited group with a very prominent one single female voice singing along with Clarence Samuels, whoever he was. And that was called Without You. And just now, a group that called themselves the Gay Poppers. 1959 on Savoy Records out of Newark, New Jersey, and I Need Your Love. And let's see, next we're going to go to back to the Apt label, another one on that label, also from 1958. Here's a group called the Stereophonics, and this is in mono oral, this record, and we're going to listen to No More Heartaches.
Want no more fears. I want, I only want a love that's good for me. I had so much faith in you, but down. I love you with all my heart, knowing I was the talk of the town. Oh, no, want no more heartache, want no more fears, want no more promises. Want no more fear. I want, I only want a love that's good for me. Fall in love. Every time I find a
a man of my mind. I'm never gonna fall in love. Every time I find a man, my heart comes still. Every time I take the chance, it doesn't want to win. Every time I find a man, my heart comes still. I find out I've been deceived. But remember, never to forget. So long, romance, my heart had a chance. I made up my mind, I'm never gonna fall in love. I'm never gonna fall in love. I'm never gonna fall in love.
Oh yeah, he's made up his mind. He's never gonna fall in love. That was the Fabulous Fanatics. Not the normal regular Fanatics, but the Fabulous Fanatics on T-Bird Records from 1961. And that was called Giving Up on Love. And it was the Stereophonics on Apt Records from 58 and No More Heartaches. Now, for the next set, I hope you're prepared for this. I hope you took all your pills and your heart medicine and everything. Maybe even put some headgear on and, you know, your body armor, whatever it is, to protect yourself unless you're really careful with listening to the lead singer on the next two songs. Eugene Mumford, my all-time favorite tenor lead, sang with the Larks, the Serenaders, etc. Had some records on his own, also on Columbia. But after he left the Larks, he went to Europe and sang for a while with the Golden Gate Quartet. Then he came back here. I'm not sure how many years he was over there. Then he came back here for a while, did the work for Columbia, I believe. Then he went back over there in the early 70s. Now I'm going to play you two cuts from LPs that were only issued in Europe. First one, and you're going to... It's a standard when they ring them golden bells with Eugene Mumford. Doesn't get credit as a lead on this, but you know it's him. And we're going to hear that. And right after that, just an incredible version of Memories of You by the Golden Gate Quartet featuring Eugene Mumford. The first on an album says 1973, and the second of the album label says 1972. So here's the Golden Gate Quartet. And when they ring them golden bells.
When they all just recall memories of you, how I wished I could forget those happy
they ring the golden bell. than the man when in death we sweetly slumber. And when the king commands the spirit to be free, oh yes, nevermore with anguish laden we shall reach that lovely Eden when they ring them golden bells for you and me. Shining river, oh, when they ring them golden bells for you and me, for you and me.
Well, I said, darling, are you?
From the album The Crest Sing Old Biggies, we just heard The Crest with a really nice version of a song that was a big hit for George Hamilton IV in 1958. But that was The Crest on co-ed LP, either 1960 or 61. Johnny Maestro did a fantastic soft version of that song, A Rose and a Baby Ruth. Johnny Maestro never made a bad record, much less ever sung a bad note, even until he died, and the first time he recorded till he passed away. Just before that, in reverse order, somehow or other, I gave When They Ring Them Golden Bells by the Golden Gate Quartet, and Memories of You by the Golden Gate Quartet, both featuring Eugene Mumford. We're going to hear something from Ruby and the Romantics right after this announcement. The Philadelphia Doo-Wop Festival coming up Sunday, September 25th. So 2 to 7 o'clock, there's an admission charge for this, but it includes food, beer and soda, free parking, etc., etc. Rain or shine, and I'm going to give you more information as to the exact location of this bad boy next week, I guess. But if you want more information, Fraternal Order of Police at 215-629-3600, or you could email them at www.FOP, which is Fraternal Order of Police 5.org.
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny, makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you.
Think of you.
Imagination. Ooh. Is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Start you asking a daisy what to do,
what to do,
what to do,
what to do.
Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then
all over the land. bothered and bewildered.
Just an incredible performance by the Platters on Mercury Records from 1956 or maybe 1957. Their version of Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, which I'm playing from an LP called The Platters on Mercury. It's number 20146. If you're looking for it, My Prayer is on there. Remember When, I'm Sorry. It probably is their, On My Word of Honor, Heaven. Probably their first album. I didn't check, but there's Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered by the great Platters, probably the most famous vocal group during the 50s in the world. They traveled all over the world and performed virtually everywhere, China, everywhere in Europe, etc. And before that, Ruby and the Romantics, Cap Records, 1965. A really nice version of My Imagination. Next up on the Big Beat Show here on WRSU, two recordings by a group out of Brooklyn called the Sparrows Quartet, a cappella, of course. This group sounds so much more Brooklyn Rhythm and Blues than many real Rhythm and Blues groups ever did. The Sparrows Quartet, they had three albums, several 45s also, but I'm playing these two tonight from their two of the three albums on Jet Records, which came out in the mid-70s. The first one is their version of Music Maestro Please. And by the way, change your mind on what rock and roll. This is not rock and roll. This is heavy, heavy rhythm and blues. So get ready for this. Settle in for this. We're going to hear Music Maestro Please. And then right after that, on Volume 1, actually, which were recorded in the mid-70s, too, by the way, the old Two Loves Have I, the old French song that I think I played a version of last week or the week before from about the 1920s or 30s. But right now, here are the Sparrows Quartet. Are you ready for this? Music Maestro, please.
Ooh, night, I mustn't think of music, maestro. So
Father, let there be your blessing.
Let there be your blessing.
I can't
Eddie Rich.
I'm Al Smith.
I'm Theodore Easter.
I'm Joe Gang.
And I'm Leroy Miller.
You are listening to the Big Beat Show.
By the Sparrows Quartet, we just heard the Quintones, one of the groups called the Quintones, 1955 on Jordan Records, and Just a Little Loving. Next up, a gospel group doing Crying in the Chapel. Yeah, that's right, gospel group, with the great bass Dickie Freeman on it. Came out on the Nashboro Records label in spring of 1962. You ready for this? Here are the Skylarks and Crying in the Chapel.
Saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. Mm-hmm. with the Lord. Just a plain and simple shepherd, where all the people go to pray. I pray to the Lord that I'll grow stronger. I live from day to day. Oh, well, I searched and I searched, you know, but I couldn't find. No way on earth to find peace of mind. So I'm happy in the chapel, where people all over one accord. In the chapel.
It is a nice one by the Flaming Hearts, something called Baby on the Volco Records label from 1958. Just before that, a gospel group that's had been around a long time, but when Dickie Freeman, I saw him in person, by the way, singing with, I guess it was the Harmonizing Four, I don't remember, but just incredible. But that one came out on Nashboro in 1962. And it was, of course, Crying in the Chapel. I want to thank you very much for listening tonight. And I should be back on here next week. And I know I promised I'd do a pre-1955 show. And I promise I will one of these weeks. All right, maybe next week. I don't know. All right. But right now, we're going to finish up again with the Platters. Remember them? Yeah, the Platters. On Mercury, on one of their albums from the early 60s. We're going to hear their version of Thanks for the Memories. Thank you very much for listening. May harmony be with you. And good night. Here are the Platters.
So thanks for the memory of
so much.